Hello, KMA Land. This is Spencer Williams here to announce that either I'm getting older or the days are going faster, or maybe both, because it's already Thursday and my final day this week to take on the topic of fulfillment. So to finish off, I'm going to talk a little about the difference between fulfillment and happiness. Sure, they're intertwined, but not quite the same. Fulfillment is defined as the state or quality of being fulfilled or realized. It doesn't necessarily express what type of emotions go with it or how long it takes. Is it good? Bad? Does it take days? Years? Happiness is defined as a state of being delighted, pleased, or glad. From everything those words tell us, it leads us to assume happiness comes with all good emotions. And many times we confuse the two. That's because people constantly seek out happiness as if it's something to be gained. We're kind of taught to seek it out through education, money, family, friends, power, and a bunch of other stuff. Just plain stuff. So at the end, it's just not enough. We try to find happiness in yet more stuff. Happiness is actually the journey. Fulfillment is the destination. So here are some must-haves to work towards fulfillment without sacrificing the happiness along the way. First, you must feel safe and secure, both physically and emotionally. If you do not have these things, your first priority is to go out and get them. If you do have these things, be grateful. Next, you must have mental strength. Not having it is that inner voice that stops you from living life to the fullest, taking risks, and putting your true self out there. If your inner voice is constantly telling you that you're not good enough and that you'll never succeed or that your relationships will fail, then you will live that out. Combat this with self-compassion. It doesn't matter if things don't go as you'd hoped. Give yourself enough love to keep going. And now we get to our favorite double X factor must for fulfillment, growth. It's imperative for relationships, knowledge, skills, experiences, career, financial, etc. The self-help and productivity spaces are multi-billion dollar industries. That should tell you something. It's not a scam. Some people have figured out how vital it is and had the innovation to make money on its necessity. Good for them. Listen to them. Another must is confidence, but this one can also come as an extension of some of the other musts. The quest for growth and fulfillment can lead you straight to more confidence. And then on the flip side, when you feel confident, that pours right back into the other aspects I mentioned. You'll feel mentally stronger, and you'll be able to offset fear of failure and feelings of unworthiness. So in summary, go through life seeking to make relationships that are healthy and good. Go through life seeking to learn and expand. Go through life seeking to step outside of your comfort zone. By going through life seeking these things, you are actually seeking to be fulfilled. But the super cool part is that happiness comes all by itself all along the way. And I hope part of your way includes tuning in for Sandy's Take tomorrow, and we'll be back next week for what we hope to be more personal growth inspiration, right here on the Double X Factor on KMA.